This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Ooh, we're coming right back in. Hey, gals. Thanks for tuning in. We're coming in hot. You're about to hear the episode 6 coverage of Canada's Drag Race, parsed apart into 2 episodes because, girl, we don't know how to shut the fuck up. But thankfully for you, that means more drag coverage. So sit back, relax, and open them damn ears because you're about to hear some drag tomfoolery.
I will say the editors continue to throw us curveballs because in so many episodes, they've shown Adriana at the beginning of the episode going, I am going to kill this episode. It's that thing where you're like, oh, is she going to do good or is she going home? They keep showing that.
Absolutely, because it's that thing. They're fucking with us at this point because we think we're ahead of the game here, like me. Well, I'll watch an episode and be like, I know what's happening here. Then when the producers are like, no. You're like, oh, shit, I guess maybe I don't know anything. Maybe I should sit down. Maybe I should just watch the show.
Maybe we just have to let the show happen. I do love that Canada always does longer lip syncs. I do love that.
I love that. That needs to happen more. Because way then more. No stunts are being pulled.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No. No. Because I get to watch the whole lip sync and I get to say to myself, que bella.
Que bella. Que bella. Linacia Sparks. Que bella.
Okay, so we have this stupid Inner Saboteur art challenge. I actually thought this was one of the better.
This was my favorite mini challenge ever. Because guess what? They were all funny.
Yeah, it was.
They were
pretty
all
funny.
Funny. Adriana shows up, fucking demolishes that challenge. I was like, you know what? Adriana should be doing sketch comedy.
Yeah, maybe. Honestly, she would do better. Like, she's amazing at drag, but she would pop off in sketch comedy.
Absolutely. She's a sketch comedian. I would love to see her in a sketch show. She would demolish.
Yeah, I have to say, I like these characters. They were all pretty funny, except Gia. Gia's the only person they didn't show because I don't
think. Not that much. She looked good, but she wasn't as funny. Also, Pythia kind of wasn't as funny as I would want her to be.
You know, same thing as always with Pythia. I was like, her writing is good.
Yes.
The writing was good.
Yes.
Maybe the performance wasn't.
You know what? She's the behind the scenes gal for Adriana's sketch show. She writes all
the
sketches.
There you go. But they don't show Gia say nothing.
Nothing. No.
They get her through. I didn't think Kimora was all that funny.
No, but she committed. She was very committed.
She did.
Right? She was committed. A compliment? Should be. I'm trying to give her a compliment.
Yeah. Isis Couture was weird and funny.
Isis was very funny.
Yeah. She does a weird thing where she gets a lot of points for making. She likes meta jokes. That's clearly coming
she
up.
She does.
Her.
Yes. We saw it in Snatch Game. We see it here, and people love it. People are very
people love it.
It's
a quick get for the audience.
Mm-hmm.
But enough about that, because we have to talk about this ball challenge. They have to do 3 whole looks, and I'm guessing they have to construct one of them.
What do you mean you're guessing? They tell you that in the episode.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Did she not watch the episode? You said I'm guessing they. She didn't do the homework. She's watching the episode as she's on the live. This is embarrassing.
You know what?
This is embarrassing.
You know what? No. You've broken me down. I feel stupid. Clearly, sorry, you got what you wanted.
Mano, we're not, I'm not coming for you that way. I'm not attacking you.
I feel very attacked. Just let her send me home. Just let her send me home.
Okay, now that this bitch is gone, welcome to Drag Her, the only podcast that exists. I'm the new host, Oscar Montoya, and oh God.
Okay, I talked to Gia Gunn and now I feel better.
You better learn the words to stupid girls, bitch.
That's not good. When Gia Gunn is more grounded than you, that ain't good. When Gia Gunn is
the voice of reason.
That ain't good. That ain't good. So they have seven deadly sins. I love this idea for
love it. Love this. I was waiting for a challenge like this to happen. Mm-hmm. It's so good. You know, I've been waiting for a Seven Deadly Sins theme and also like a sort of like deck of cards, like ball mm-hmm. challenge as well.
Ooh, wait, that's, you know, a really, what I mean? Good idea.
Like they randomly pick a card from a deck and then that they have to like make a look based on like the Three of Clubs, whatever that
I
means,
love.
You know what I mean?
That would suck. And then if you're mad at the bitch who got Queen of Hearts.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. And then one of them gets the Joker card.
That's fun. This is like, that's a great idea, Oscar. Yeah. World of Wonder, TikTok, click clock. You know, the only thing, okay, we don't have time for this, but I was going to ask, we didn't get to talk about Cynthia's gay dad, but just so you know, everyone, Cynthia has a gay dad.
And yes.
She didn't love it, apparently.
No, she didn't love it because, like, she felt like.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's got to be because, you know, I don't have a gay dad. At least I don't think I do.
Right.
Well, he hasn't come out or anything. So, like, that's got to be a tough thing when you're mm-hmm. gay and you come out and then your dad is also coming out. Like, I can't. Mm-hmm. That must be very challenging. Even if you're, like, you know.
Yeah.
A gay person who's, like.
Right.
It's got to be strange. So I get Cynthia's whole thing being like,
I would be a little jealous. I would probably be a little jealous. I would be like, no, I'm figuring myself out. Let me do it.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. I want to hear more on that because, yeah, she said it wasn't all as fun as you would hope. That would be, I mean, yeah, I don't want to go out with my dad and him tell me about the dick he sucked in the corner. I don't want to hear about that.
Yeah, because it's probably the same dick you sucked.
Fuck. And then Kimora Moore wants to have a little bit of a lesson moment.
Okay, this moment.
Letters. What do you think about this?
I really, really, really love this moment. I uh-huh. thought this was very, because Kimora Amore seems like very old school sort of drag and something that isn't talked about on the show because, you know, let's be honest, like this show is ultimately for us, for queer people, by queer people. Mm-hmm. But now it's become so mainstream that a lot of like regular folk are watching Drag Race. Oh, I know. I should have done a trigger warning.
Please.
We're going to talk about regular folk for a second.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, people who have probably never met a gay person ever, who's probably never met someone who's trans or non-binary. So, like, for them, it's also a teaching moment. And I think Kimora Moore shows that, like, even though you're in the queer community, you can still learn and you can still struggle with some of the ways that our culture has advanced. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I thought that moment of vulnerability was like, I mean, it's tough for Kimora to be like, hey, can you just break down about the pronouns for me? Because I don't know. And I also thought it was really nice about her sisters being so sort of helpful about sort of teaching Kimora mm-hmm. about, you know, pronouns. And also having some queens like Isis being like, yeah, where I come from, they, them is an insult because I have a similar experience to Isis, at least like my background where I grew up, you know what I mean? So like, it's important that we educate that just because you're queer and just because you're under the queer banner or the gay banner mm-hmm. doesn't necessarily mean you're like automatically woke. You know, we got Log Cabin Republicans for a reason. You know what I mean? Like, girl, not everyone who's queer is woke. So it's good to like educate everyone.
Yeah.
Even queer people.
And it's really cool to have that conversation welcome because I do feel like some older queer people. I've definitely been around some older queer people who kind of shut the door and they're like, can we just get over it? Can we just please? And it's like, no, we can't.
No,
we can't get over it.
Because it's changing, you know, because like, yeah, the definition of queer is changing. And like, oh, also Pythia said something so beautiful. This is why I love her so much, where she was like, I identify as queer because for me it's, and it's literally, she like parroted what I've been saying about my experiences with my identity and identifying as queer, because it feels more political and it feels less rigid in a way that I feel very comfortable.
And like less entwined with toxic masculine.
Exactly.
Stuff.
Like, yeah, being called a gay man is like, yes, I am that, but I don't feel comfortable with that label necessarily. I very strongly identify with like queer label because it is politically charged and it does have more a wider scope. You know, it has a more accepting term.
Right.
Pythia said that so beautifully. And I, you know, I know that she's not on the chat, but like, if you ever listen to this, Pythia, that was beautiful. What you said.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, catch me outside. How about that?
No, what are you talking about? No, you dumb.
I meant for her, for her number. I thought it sounded like a marriage proposal. Like literally the way you were ramping up, it was like, yeah, you make me so happy. And I just hope you can make me happy for every day for the rest of my life.
No. And she might be. I mean, I would go on a date with Pythia. Definitely.
I would like to see that. I would really.
That'd be nice. Us two weirdos giggling at everything. Yeah, that'd be fun.
That'd be great. I'll pay for it. Speaking of Sean Cody, I'd pay to see that tape. Say,
oh, okay. Oh, you see the OnlyFans?
Yeah. Okay. OnlyFans, just for fans. Club. Another club, Airplane.
Wait, so, what did you think about that conversation?
I thought that was a great conversation. I agree. I think I am also queer. I feel like we both grew up at a time where it was like, the only word here is gay. So I guess I'm gay, but I'm definitely queer because like, I feel very estranged by my gender. And the thing I have in common with so many of my friends, including you, including Betsy,
Boopy.
Really so many of my friends, Boopy Poisson. really so many of my friends are estranged from their gender.
Yes,
like that is
absolutely.
That is a core of my closest friendships. And I am also estranged from my gender. Like I don't fit in, whether it's to so many things, but it's just like, I do not fit and I don't really want to fit and I don't feel comfortable fitting. So I think I am queer and I actually love that because those are the people who make me feel comfortable. The people who really are just like, we do not belong in this sandbox that has
been
set up for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, set up for us. I mean, is it even set up for us? You know, because I associate the term gay with like, you know, homogeny with like white cis
that part
culture.
Aaron Shaw,
you know what I mean,
is gay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's gay. He's like, I don't know if he's even brave enough to call himself gay. He's like I've popped dicks in my mouth, but I'm gay.
Very that.
I also love that Cynthia made a great point. She was just like, look, you update your phone, update your language. It's really not that big of a deal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Should we chirp and burp these looks?
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
So I'm going to describe them. This is our sinner's ball. And the first one is sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the first girl up to the spotlight, by the way, how funny, walking to spotlight, is... Ah, yes,
Gia?
Pythia. No, oh. Pythia comes up first.
Pythia. Oh, yes, Pythia.
With like the big boot and then the stiletto.
Yes.
Pink, purple mullet, tattoos.
Did you love it?
I like this. It's a chirp. I really like it.
Oh, but she's not excited about it. It sounds
No, I like her. I'm also trying to be honest with like, I'm a little partial to her.
Okay.
So
fair.
I like it. It's not the best look on this whole runway, but it's a chirp.
I love this so much. This is a chirp all the way. Also, the only thing that I feel weird about, and I think because they have both have similar like facial structure, is that she paints so closely to Crystal Method in a weird way. Where yeah. I sort of am like, oh, you paint so close. And that's not a diss at all. It's just like there's moments where she just looks like Crystal Method to me. Do you yeah. know what I mean? But I do love the outfit is so cool. This like weird club foot that she has. Is
it's
like,
awesome.
It's very JRPG, very Final Fantasy X, very it Lulu is. For those gamers out there with the belts. Like this was very, 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 very
and
cute.
And she came for my Woody reference. Wow.
What the hell?
Wow.
What the
next?
Hell?
Kendall Jenner in this sort of like, she has green dreads. She has sort of a flame corset.
Yeah.
It's not bad, but it's not great.
You know, it felt like it should have been tighter on her body for some reason.
Yeah.
It looked a little loose to me.
It all over the place. It was kind of like strings.
I also hated that wig so much. It just did not feel cute.
Tell me why.
I wasn't into it. It looked really flat on her. I would love to see like a lot of like dreads just coming out, like a pineapple sort of aesthetic, like just because the bodysuit was so the bathing suit, you know, because that's what
really
it was
falling it down.
It was falling down. It was cute, but it just didn't fit her body well in a way, you know.
I guess I'm gonna burp.
I'm gonna burp it.
Geometric coming out as a damn guitar,
giving us David Bowie. David Bowie's guitar.
Right.
You know? What did you think of this look?
It's pretty successful. They say, it's a more successful version of her first silhouette. I like it. Like, I like the touches of dark blue. I like the wig.
Okay.
I would chirp it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it feels a little costumey, which is why I hesitate to like fully give it a chirp. Mm-hmm. But I think she did sell it really well on the runway. And again, creative. She thought outside of the box. And for that, that's commendable. So yeah. A light chirp for me.
Okay. Adriana giving one part Ozzy Osbourne. Really? It's Ozzy and Sharon. It really is.
It's the Osbournes.
Oh, I see Jack. It's Sharon. No, I'm sorry. Ozzy! It's pretty good. And I do love that she can be so many things at once.
Yeah, they mentioned that she's like a chameleon, which is true.
It is true. It's all this look by itself, too, is like a very, I don't know. The silhouette's interesting. I'll chirp it. It's not my favorite, but it's good.
I like it. I like how polished she looks. She looks great. Like, I don't know.
The details are nuts.
Especially in context with, like, her other looks. Like, to me, this is...
Yeah.
This is such a good look. She is great. She's fantastic. I'm going to chirp this look. Also, just like how you are biased with Bethia, you know I'm biased with Adriana. So, like...
Yeah.
For that, I might be biased. I'll say that much. But
it's good. The number of details, the half coat with the bodysuit, it's pretty interesting. It's a chirp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about Isis Couture's gem reference with the neon green?
Well, technically, it's more of a Misfits reference than a gem and a hologram reference.
She continues to embarrass herself. Well, I don't have to tell.
I also love the way they danced around Jem and the holograms.
Right, it's like, say it. That. Right.
But they can't say it. So, but it's very funny. I like this.
I love it. The colors.
I do agree. It's simple when you take it apart.
Right.
But all together, it's great. And also, it's a different look for Isis.
Yeah, it's great.
She's turning out to be the fashion bitch in this season, which is
incredible. She's incredible.
Yeah.
I love this. The makeup is so good. It is a chirp all the way.
Yeah.
Next, Cynthia Kiss giving snake bell bottom.
Right.
Groovy.
Yes, the 70s.
With the like.
Yeah. Like
sort of a
Bret Michaels Rock of Love aesthetic, sort of.
You mean Rock of Love contestant? This is pretty goofy. It's not bad. But when you look at everyone else's.
But again, like, you know, her taste level is a little sort of, I don't know. It's like, is this Steven Tyler? Like, I was struggling to get the reference. Like, I was like, I don't really know what this is. This feels like if Barbie released a line of, like, rocker girl line. Like, that's the doll that they would make.
You know what I mean? It's a little goof.
It's, like, very watered down. I have to it's burp a goof it. I'm treat. Sorry. Yeah.
I'm going to burp it.
Yeah.
Kimora Amor's reference to Tina Turner. What do you think, Gal?
I mean, the effort is correct. And yes, thank God we have a representation of black rock and roll. And what Kimora was saying is correct. Absolutely.
It is correct that rock and roll is
the dress
created, pioneered by black musicians.
Yeah, the dress was wrong. The wig was wrong.
Ooh.
The eye makeup was wrong.
Ooh.
But the energy was right.
Ooh.
And the commitment was
right. Why does she kind of look like Tina Turner as playable in a Super Nintendo fighting game? You know, like, why? Well, you're just like, oh, I see it. Wait. Okay, I see it.
No. It's very like Tina Turner, like Funko Pop. You know what I mean? You're just like, okay. Yeah.
Not the vibe.
Like this.
Oh, shoot. I got the vinyl mation instead. Do you collect vinyl mations? Is that bad or good?
No.
You know, okay.
I don't know. Do you chirp this or not?
No.
You burp it?
I think I should.
You should what? Burp it?
I think I should burp it.
You want to burp?
It's a dress. It's a dress.
You want to burp?
She's a great performer. Oh my God. See,
is that, and are you this sure is, about that?
And this is
you
the
sure
trap.
You sure you want to burp?
This is the trap that the judges fell into. I'll tell you what.
Shut up! We're going to talk about that.
She knows how to. I'll tell you what. She knows how to set a trap. And she knows how to.
Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/dragher50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Kimora Moore is the smartest person playing this game.
It is kind of smart. Ugly as Sin is our next category. We have Bithia coming out in this like clown crochet.
Oh my God. You know I love this shit. You know this is the drag I love.
This is kind of your drag.
This is my drag. Absolutely. With the nails.
Your drag. The nails is genius.
Come on.
I got to say the fact that she didn't also like point them out either. She was just like, I trust they'll see it.
Exactly. She said, good. Drink it in, drink it all in.
Bitch, she looks like that, the shitty little toy outside. Remember when KB Toys, like, had the shitty little...
Oh, the mascot.
And, like,
yeah.
The shitty little, like, shaking toy outside.
Yes, you're right.
She looks like the shaky toy.
She actually does. You're right about that.
It's a chirp. I like it. It's fun. It's weird. It's genius.
I love the way she sold that dress, too. The way she walked was so unique. Love it.
Love Kendall Jenner coming out in this orange and brown cat lady, cat done already done vomited herses on her shoulder. What do you think?
I wanted to like it, but it was wrong.
I did.
It was a little. It was
vomit.
A little weak. It was a little weak. It wasn't a gut punch. It was a little bit of a slap for me, and I was like, no.
Yeah.
No, I didn't like the wig for some reason. The wig didn't work with that look. I get it. It's like ugly, but there was more ugly than fashion in it. So I have to burp it.
Such is the trap of fugly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Are you going to burp this or chirp this? There's literal... like vomit on her dress.
Right, it's ugly as sin. It's supposed to be ugly.
But fashion.
I'm going to give it a light chirp.
What aspect of that dress is fashion to you?
I mean, I like, you know what it is? I think I like that she's making fun of cat ladies.
But she's not really. She's making fun of vomit, animals vomiting.
It is ugly as sin, though. See, this is the problem with ugly categories.
No, girl, but it's ugly as sin in parentheses, ugly but fashion.
No, it's not. No, the judges did not say ugly, parentheses, fashion, parentheses.
But it's not
times
even ugly.
Two,
but it's not even ugly because it's a dress.
Squared.
But it wasn't even ugly.
Or ugly.
Bithia's was
ugly
in a way that was like, oh, this works.
I agree that that's more of a clean victory. That's a flawless victory.
Think she made it? She completed the marathon, but she came in last place.
Yeah.
Fair. I'll accept that.
Okay. Yes. It's a very, very light chirp. But it completed the assignment. So next we have Geometrics Gum Dress. This is funny.
This is, I'm going to say it, the best
one. This is fantastic.
This was so clever.
Stuck all over her. Yeah.
This was so clever, so perfectly executed, delivered perfectly on the runway. I am weirdly, and maybe there's something wrong with me, but I'm not the biggest Geometric fan at all. I'm a little irritated by her.
I
will not forgive her for Jim Carrey.
No, but I like her fashion. I think her fashion's pretty good.
Fashion is pretty good. Well, especially this one, it's like she fucking came to win. This was the best look. This is a cacao for me.
Fucking tastic.
Yeah.
This is so weird. The hair has gum in it. There's hair on the gummy dress.
It's very smart.
It's a chirp. I love this. Next we have Hold On to Your Fucking Ass. Adriana as cousin It's Couture Cousin.
Love this. This was a gingerbread dick.
This is amazing.
Okay, this was a gingerbread dildo, and I was here for it. I mean, again, exhibit C of why Adriana should be a sketch comedy superstar.
She really sold this
look on the runway. Her little, like, T-Rex arms popping out of that fucking weird
this
ass. Can you even call that a dress? I don't know what the fuck that was.
And then
to show the chunky heel.
And the choice
killer.
To do a teeny little scurry, like that's just on.
Killer. This bitch thinks outside. She ain't on this planet. She thinks on a frequency that only dogs and aliens can hear. We're not in this frequency. We don't exist in her reality, but we welcome her to ours. This is a chirp.
Girl, you can call me Demi Lovato because I feel very abducted by this look, okay?
You can call me Candy Muse's Good Judy.
No!
Because she abducted me with this look.
Fuck off. I hate you. Isis Couture! Giving crocheted toilet cover, but also make it Balenciaga.
Very doily.
Doily. She is unbelievable. This is amazing.
But the thing is, it wasn't ugly. It was actually really beautiful and really fashion forward.
But
in a way, I was like, it sort of doesn't meet the challenge because it is so stunning. And it's not the dress's fault. I think the dress is very ugly. But she is such a good model that she sold the shit out of that dress. How badly did you want that dress when she walked down the runway?
Badly.
I was like, I want it. I want it. Badly. The way that the hair was flouncing around. I was like, give me one of each color, please. It's a chirp. This bitch is a model. I'm mad. I'm actually mad at the bitch.
It is. I am mad. It is amazing. The little hair flat, the flowers on the hair.
The bitch knows how to work a fucking runway. She knows how that runway was tiger.
Caca.
She stomped on it.
She
all
fucking. Oof. Girl, the fucking CDC shut it down because she pissed all over
Certainly
it.
Did. Biohazard, so, honey.
Cynthia Kiss comes out in this sort of tell me why you burlesque. She kind of is giving you show a little more, show a little less.
Wagon. Literally, she came as the wagon wheel Watusi bitch. She said, wagon wheel Watusi.
She said, what? I am a good girl. I mean, this is tough because this is ugly.
It's not ugly. You can't tell me that is ugly.
It's kind of
I guess
ugly.
It's ugly, but she looked really fucking great in that outfit.
She did.
This is some 1950s hot couture, like, aesthetic, like, fucking...
Yeah.
A musical, like, number. Gentlemen prefer blondes after
you're right.
a haircut. Like, this was, like, really cute old Hollywood drag.
This would have been the time for her to pull something else out, but she didn't.
I mean, honestly, she could have pulled out any of those fucking ugly dresses she was wearing before.
Right.
And met the challenge. That green ill-fitting dress. Where that?
She actually, she should have worn what she wore for what's her, she had Pride or Rich? What did she have? What was her sin? She should have worn her sin dress for this.
Absolutely. Yep.
Because wait, what was her sin? Her sin was...
Greed.
This would have been. She should have switched.
But she didn't make. She didn't make this circle. Yeah, this wagon wheel Watusi look.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, it's. I guess it's. But she looks. It's a burp. This is a burp.
It's a chirp because she looks good in it.
You see,
but she didn't meet the challenge.
You're defying your own.
Moving on.
Logic.
We don't have time.
Okay, we really don't. We have to go.
We got
to
move on. You're wrong.
We have Kimora Amor's runway. Which is she's portraying someone who is a slave.
Whoa, slow the fuck down, because after all the silliness that we saw, all of a sudden the screen goes black, and I'm like, was there a blackout? What happened? What's going on? And then it slowly comes up, and then in the most overly dramatic way, they present it. And this is not Kimora Moore's fault, or she had nothing to do with this. Just like the presentation that the editors really gave more and more. Black, slow lights, fade out. Bitch, I was like, what is this play? What am I watching here?
Right.
She comes out as a slave with the chains. She breaks the chains and she runs away. She was giving me the true Hollywood story of Harry Tubman.
Yeah.
Because literally that's the Harry Tubman story. She flees to Canada, you know?
Yeah.
And then after the presentation, it goes back to black.
And then it goes to the rest of the runway. Do you think anyone tried to make a joke and they were like, someone's like, you better shackle that walk. And someone's like, no.
Who would do that? That's probably Brad would have probably.
Brad would do that.
These shackles can't hold me, honey.
Oh my God.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay.
Because on one side of it, I applaud Kimora Amor for like actually doing the challenge in a way that like is bringing this conversation of slavery to weirdly, it wasn't an American drag race. It was Canadian. I wish it was American because slavery is an American institution. I mean, that's not true, actually. I take that back. But Americans capitalized on slavery.
Many countries. Yes.
Right.
But yes.
I thought it was very important that Kimora talked about this. That's one side of it. And one side I like fully applaud that like she met the ugly challenge in a really honest and raw way. On the other hand, bitch, what you doing?
What's going on here, Kimora?
I wish that
this girl is smart. Okay, this girl is very smart.
She knew where she stood in the competition.
That is the best four words of advice. I think that really summarizes it, right? Like, I love how long and beautiful the ramp up was for this because I agree. But also,
bitch, what you doing?
I was like, okay, Kimora, I see you.
Okay.
She said,
I will clap for the message. I will clap for the message, but I also applaud for the what? Nerve. The bitch got nerve.
Nerve.
She got nerve.
She's playing this season like it's All Stars. You know what I mean? She's
Absolutely. Especially because she looked around her fellow competitors and she said, bitch, I'm going home next.
Yeah. She said, yeah.
Not today.
Yeah. She really did. It's a chirp.
Not today.
Because no matter what you think, it is an important message and
absolutely.
The nerve and she backed it up with a truly beautiful moment on the runway. That's
why the bitch is smart. Because she could have just done the look, had a moment of silence, and honestly would have been okay. But because she eloquently backed up her look.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, she actually better work.
Yeah.
But I was like, there's not a stitch of makeup on her face.
Mm-hmm.
There is no drag to this. This doesn't feel drag to me.
Interesting.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
This is in a different category.
It's performance art.
Because it's exactly, drag? It's performance art. It's in, okay, so I would like to point out All Stars with Mariah Valenciaga's
not
performance
Valenciaga.
that she made for her talent show, which I thought was incredibly powerful and was literally dismissed by the judges.
And then
it was
Ricky
so
said,
rude.
I mean, well, Ricky was like, "Baby, that was beautiful. Baby, baby, it's beautiful.
That's
baby,
you should do Ricky Martin's The Snatch Game." And I thought that was the most powerful message.
Yeah.
I think Kimura's is not as powerful. And I will say too that maybe I wasn't super sold on the message because again, I'm thinking of as a competitor and I'm like, you smart bitch, you smart. And also because I'm not a white person. Do you know what
yes.
I mean? Like maybe because like maybe for white people it is powerful because they like completely ignore slavery as a concept entirely. But for someone who is Afro-Latino, like, yeah, slavery is something that my ancestors have been through and all that stuff. And like, that's something that I think about. So like for me, I'm just like, what's the intention here? What's the intention?
I had all the same feelings, but I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You said it perfectly when you said, bitch, what you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And she has every right to express herself in that way. But
Absolutely.
Ugliest sin. Would that be the first thing I thought of? Or I'm like, ooh.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
No. But,
no,
but that's just my drag.
Especially because in the trajectory, she like came at us with like Tina Turner, which is like in a way a lesson too.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, I'm going to teach these white 20-year-olds that Tina Turner is rock and roll.
Uh-huh.
She's black. And that rock and roll is black.
Right.
In the same breath as being slavery is ugly as sin. It just feels like, what? What?
It's a lot.
Hold on. You just hit us with the Tina Turner. You slapping us in the face with slavery?
It's a lot of look. But you know, I'm glad she did it because I think James is absolutely correct.
James is absolutely correct. A better queen would have quelled Oscar's concerns.
That's a good point, James.
I do have questions. And if I was in the judges panel because Amanda, what's her name? The judge.
Brugel.
Of color. Yes.
Yes.
She was very gracious and like very supportive of it.
She was also pulling a stunt with a suspicious look. She too was pulling a stunt.
I was in the judges panel. I know that it's not Brad's place or Brooklyn's place to comment at all, and they shouldn't have at all.
Right.
But if I were there, I would have pushed back just a little bit more on Kimura more.
Sure. I think, and honestly, unfortunately, as people of color, you know, you have more space to do that. And
wait, Brainiac's daughter, at least you didn't pay BLM on her. Okay.
You dark-sided. That was a very funny, like, bumper sticker. That's what we call a bumper sticker.
Okay, wait, because we do need to talk.
But we will. We're getting there. We have to get there. We have to go. But I do want to say white guilt,
White guilt. That's it. And that's, white guilt. You know what? That's the title of this episode.
White Mic guilt. Drop. White guilt.
White guilt. Very white guilt.
So let's talk about these seven deadly sin looks. It's because the first one is
was Kimora Moore the last one?
I don't. Yeah, she was the last one in that.
Because for a second I was like, could you imagine if Kimora wasn't the last one?
I know.
If
right?
someone else had to come after slavery, ooh, girl.
Right, it's so funny. It's like after that, it's like my look is inspired by Candyland, which kind of happened with Bethia. So, okay, Kendall Jenner's look is next, actually, and she is doing Pride. But yes. Pride is a sin, which is why it didn't work.
Stole the words right out of my mouth. Pride I is was a like. It's, you have missed the assignment, Kendall Jenner, in the biggest possible way. Because, yes, I
pride.
Do agree. Yes, okay, Pride, showing the hips. Yes. Pride, BLM, bumper sticker, Pride. But no, girl, pride. Those are good things. We want to be good Pride about them. Like,
right.
It has to be a sin. Like, show us Pride in a sinful way.
Like, if you want to keep your cosplay nonsense up, like, you need to do, like, a female Gaston or something like that. Like,
absolutely.
Something that, like, shows pride and it's like, oh, yeah.
Do you know what she should have showed up in? You know what? This is my pitch, bitch.
Here's your pitch. What?
After Kimora shows up in that slave ugly sin look.
Go ahead.
Kendall Jenner shows up as a purple Klansman. Shows up.
Okay.
Purple Klansman as Pride. That's a
I just
sin.
I just now before you keep going before you keep going, I just want to say thank you so much for your presentation today. But I can't invest in this business.
No, shut up. Shark Tank, hear me out. Shark Tank, listen to me. Shark Tank, listen to me. Shark Tank, shut up for a
no,
second.
No, honestly. That there no, that's a pretty pride, genius.
Like you're going to hell. Like that is
that's genius. No, I actually
and
think
to me it sort of has a very serious tone to it because you're taking away the color white, obviously from you know the purple feels like power, royalty, right?
That's and also a very hard message. That's a plane that I don't think Kendall can land.
But then again, right? Like Kendall probably couldn't do that. But I do wish Kimora would have done it though. Kimora would have done it. If Kimora got pride, that's what she would have done.
I'm not throwing shade at Kendall, but that kind of level and commentary is something I would only trust to like Shea Coulee or someone who's like proven that they can say complicated, beautiful things in drag. I don't know.
Why didn't you put Kimora on that list?
Let's see who's next. Oh, Brad made a joke. Brad just made a joke. So is this a chirp or a burp for a Kendall
I'm going to burp this. I'm going to burp this. It is just a miss.
Yeah.
It's a miss. It's a miss.
I'm going to burp
in
it.
In so many ways, it's a miss.
I'm
going to
burp it. So wait, Bethia giving gluttony. She's very Sugar Rush. She's very Candyland. She's puking.
Who is this? Oh, Bethia. Yes. Yeah, this is very cute.
This is a chirp. Mm-hmm. It's candy striping. The stripes are intersecting in different parts of her outfit, which I like.
Yes. This was really well done. And also to take something that is like a dark, like Hansel and Gretel sort of cookie witch.
Yes.
And turn it into like a very Candyland sunny thing. Because she got really like pastel colors, which sort of sucks for gluttony. That's that would be really challenging. But she made something very scary cute, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And she looked good. And she painted a completely different face on.
It was great. It's what we expect from her now, though. She can do anything. I love it. It's just a chirp.
It's a chirp. So, it's a chirp for me.
Geometric giving sloth with this sleeping beauty, literally. This was good. This was good. No, I mean, like, the pillow collar, the bags under the eyes, the little alarm clock on her head.
Thank you. Schmangela, sorry. Thank you. You stole the words out of my mouth.
Not
because for a second,
shmashmifa schwadly.
for a second when she got gluttony, I was like, girl, don't you dare do it, bitch. Don't you dare shallow how me right now. Don't you dare thinner me, girl.
Oh my God.
Don't
you thought
do
she
it.
She was gonna
don't
fucking
do it.
April Carrion, like a pillow on
oh
her stomach.
Oh my God. And she, you know, Gia went the smart route. She went really smart. The fact that her makeup was on her pillow, genius.
Yeah.
And that the pillow was a clutch, even more genius.
It was
really
fantastic.
Well done.
It's a chirp. And she's proving that she's not just a beauty queen.
Yeah.
This is hot. This is great. Yeah. This is fun. All of it.
Yeah. Yep. 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 Absolutely. And also, yeah, to point out what Brainiac's daughter is saying, like the materials that they got in the boxes were really hard.
Yeah.
It wasn't obvious the kind of stuff that they were doing.
Right.
So
yeah, they're a really talented group.
Very creative.
Queens.
Very
like
creative.
The runways continue to be mm-hmm. fucking good.
On
like
point.
I
point.
Love it. Well, unfortunately, but next we got Adriana's lust look.
Ooh, this one hurt me. This one hurt me the most.
It sucks because you see the effort and you see
absolutely
where the effort didn't pay off, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a miss. I was triggered, to be honest.
Really?
It took me back to Miss Vanjie's look.
Oh, fuck.
I mean,
where's
the lie, bitch?
And honestly, which of the seven are you talking about? You know what I mean?
Oh, girl.
Which
I mean, the one
suit?
She went, the one she went sent home for, the one that she was sent home
in
the very
10.
First time in season
Got
10
it.
With the dolls and the flowers. But this, all the flowers were wilted. And then she gave this dress to Adriana to do.
Damn. Yeah, it's like, you see how it could have gone right? I do like watching titties.
I actually want you to expound on that because I don't know how this could have been fixed.
You don't know how this could have been fixed?
I don't know how this could have been fixed.
Okay, so she's doing lust. I guess. Can I have a take-home test?
See, it's lust is really hard to do. I don't know what I would have done for lust.
Because I don't want to see a pleather dominatrix thing. I'm tired of that.
No, and that wouldn't even, I don't know. Like, yeah, lust is really hard to do.
I wonder if she should have like gone, you know, go with like a deep cut reference. You know what I mean? Like almost like Jessica Rabbit, the snake
in
from
pink,
the Garden
though,
of Eden.
In pink? Remember, she only got one color. And
Jessica Rabbit wears pink.
Where? When?
What?
When?
Jessica Rabbit doesn't wear pink?
She wears red.
Oh my God. She has red hair. She wears a pink dress. Am I wrong?
No, am I wrong?
You're wrong.
I can't. No, I'm never. When am I wrong?
I don't know.
She does not wear a pink dress.
Let sound off below.
People in the chat, sound off. What
sound
color
off.
Dress does Jessica Rabbit wear?
Isn't her dress pink?
Isn't it,
and like,
isn't it like a...
No, it's like a pink or purple. It's like a pink or purple.
Maybe purple. Maybe.
Maybe purple.
Maybe purple.
With like a pink little lining and red hair.
Mono
what does she
wrong.
Look like?
Mono
what
is
does she
dead
look like?
Wrong. Mono is dead. She wears... Some people are saying... Now people are saying red and purple? Girl, what the... Does not wear pink.
Okay,
oh
so
God.
She has a red. She has a red dress and red hair. Is that correct?
Did you just Google that? Google.
I'm
this
looking
for me,
it
please.
Up. I'm looking up Miss Rabbit.
People are saying red. People are saying famously red.
Okay, but you're
so
saying
the fuck,
you're saying to
come
me,
correct, bitch. First of all, you
she
call
has
yourself
purple
a
gloves.
You call yourself a Disney gay. You don't
know
what color dress.
See, here's
you
here's why I'm
yourself
glad.
In being
here's
a Disney
why
gay.
I'm glad.
You don't
I'm
even
not
know what color
a
dress
Disney
Jessica
gay.
Rabbit wears.
I'm not a Disney gay. You are the one with the Disney podcast. You fucking basic bitch talking about some Kingdom Hearts, Squaresoft references up in here.
And follow Inside the Disney Vault on Instagram.
God. Okay, I'm wrong. I'm wrong about Jessica Rabbit. Fucking kill me. Listen, what I want to say.
I'm waiting
though,
for the apology.
All your life. All your life. Because there's, you could, if she did a pink looking Jessica Rabbit, they wouldn't be like, first problem is the color. They wouldn't be like that. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of ways to go with lust.
Like what though? I'm waiting for you to give me a pick.
Honestly, I even just wanted to see her be a slutty librarian. Be a librarian. You can even have some fun. Be a frumpy librarian who rips off into okay, this look.
Maybe that, but it's
okay.
Pink. Pink is like cutesy. It's just like, it's so just wrong. Like, I don't know. Like, lust to me feels like, what would I have done for lust? I would have done, honestly.
I like this pitch, James, vagina dress. I like that pitch.
That's actually, that's a really good dress. That's a really good dress. That's a really good pitch. What I would have done, and bitch, this is controversial. I'm going to say it.
I mean,
I would have done.
This there's is, no ooh. Way it beats.
Oh, I don't know if I should look. Say this out loud. I'm going to say
what
it
are you
anyway.
Going to say? Because
this is what I would have done. If I was a contestant on Drag Race and if I got all this fucking disgusting pink shit and been like, do lust, bitch, I would have done a Lolita look. I would have done a fucking Lolita look. And I mean, you know, it's a sin.
It is a sin. It is a sin. If you do that, though, I want you to hold a backpack and then a bunch of DVDs that say Stepdaddy's Secret Fallout. That's the only way to do it. That's the only way. and then you would have
crocheted Pornhub.
Yes. Then you can put them back in your backpack and go. Oh my god. Okay, can we have to finish this episode.
Okay,
I'm sick of
okay,
talking
fine,
to you.
Fine, fine, go ahead.
This
Who's
is a
next.
This is a burp. Next we have, of course, Isis Couture's wrath look. I mean,
I love it. And this speaks
come
to
on,
us horror
Hellraiser.
Bitches. Like,
yeah. Come on,
she said, I love
Cenobite.
It.
Sort Let's of get sickening.
I'm sort of mad that she said it's giving you Hellraiser, but make it lesbian. I'm like, first of all, there is a female Cenobite, number one, which I think you're referencing.
Uh-huh.
And number two, bitch, Hellraiser is lesbian, so shut up.
It's good points. Good points, horror historian. Look, this is great. This works. It's a chirp.
The makeup is flawless. The look is really cool. Because it could have really not worked either.
Yeah, it's a big
But I'm
risk
telling you, Isis
off.
Couture can't look bad. I'm just waiting for Isis Couture to give us a miss on the runway. And I don't think she ever will.
I certainly hope. I don't think she will either. I think it'll
I don't
be.
She will.
Her issue will clearly be like a scripted thing, where it's like, don't go meta. Do the script.
She'll Absolutely. Like, uh-oh. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
Cynthia Kiss giving greed. This is Cruella De Vil's
Next.
Busted sister.
Next.
This is a burp. This is
Next.
Crazy. Such a strange mixture of things. Burp, burp, burp.
What was she? Was she Dorinda from the Cheetah Girls all grown up?
No.
Next.
This was confusing. Next, I believe we have Miss Kimora Amor as Envy.
It was good.
You look good. It really was like that's never been a more appropriate thing to say. Like, this look really does look.
I mean, truly,
good.
It's the seven deadly sins challenge, but bitch, I'm going to hell for the things that I've said today.
And she pulled. Did she pull that thing off of the like? Panel they were giving to tell you what sin you had. She like envy.
She took a piece of fabric, wrapped it around.
I
her
guess
waist,
green with envy.
Yeah, no, absolutely green with envy.
But huh?
What is it? Like what?
No, this is a huge burp. This is awful. This is stupid.
Yes, and granted, yes, the box was bad, but green and envy feels...
Also, no. Like, I guess we're referencing, you know, the snake from the Bible, original sin.
Mm-hmm.
But that sin wasn't based in envy at all. That sin was based in
lust.
No,
but you know, know what? She could have been envious of Adam.
Of his fucking wang? What do you mean?
No, I don't really know the story of Adam and Eve.
No, come on. No, go ahead.
Did she bite an apple to get back at Adam for cheating on her?
They eat the apple of knowledge or fruit of knowledge or whatever.
But doesn't she eat it first?
Yeah, I think so.
Who read the Bible in the chat? Let us.
I'm pretty sure she eats it first because, you know, some man were like,
why did she have a Buddha doll? Why the fuck did she? Why did Eve, the first woman, have a
voodoo doll? No, this is a burp. We can't talk about this anymore. Look, we have to move. But she has the apple and realizes she's naked. Before that, they didn't know they were naked. She's like, oh my God, we're naked.
Oh God.
I'm embarrassed. Let's cover ourselves up. So it has nothing to do with envy. Okay. So gag, we think Adriana's going to be in the bottom, but because production's hilarious and they want the good friends to lip sync against each other, we get Kendall.
No, I don't think Adriana was in the bottom. I think her ugly look saved her from the bottom.
Her ugly look, and I'm here for that because that was genius. And also yes. her look, her first look was
rock and roll. Great. Her rock and roll look was great. Sex, yeah. Drugs, and rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Kendall and Cynthia. There you go. There you go. Of course, Isis wins. She knows how to turn the looks. Love. Mwah. Mwah. Que bang. And then we have this lip sync to Heaven by DJ Sammy.
I was like, Mono is literally screaming right now because this is one of your favorite songs of all time.
I love house.
You love this song.
EDM.
You love this song.
Yeah. I do. Mm-hmm. I love this era of unironic, goofy house love.
Absolutely.
Love. I think it's so goofy. I thought this lip sync was really fun to watch.
Interesting.
What's your issue with
you know? I'm gonna say this, and I stand by it. I think Cynthia won that lip sync. I don't think I don't think Kendall survived that lip sync.
You didn't like Kendall giving you the silky nutmeg ganache. I fell on my back. You don't like that move?
No. I think Cynthia actually got the shit.
They cut her out of the lip sync a lot of times.
Stunts, honey. Because I don't think Kendall really won that lip sync in all of the footage that they were showing us being like, huh? See, look, yeah. Kendall's turning it out. And I'm like, where? Because I see Cynthia in the background sort of turning it out and being like amazing.
Right.
Like truly being amazing. Not just being okay. Oh,
they even cut her out tripping. She like Kendall like trips when she gets up and they cut it. They're like, but we still see it, which they should have edited it better. I thought Kendall still did well, though. I mean, she brought
better than
energy.
Cynthia?
No, not better, but I thought she did well. I just thought she did.
Oh,
I
was girl. Like, girl, she had like
what
a
about
reveal
when the tit
to nothing.
Came out?
She was just...
girl, it was a mess. Crotch.
Any fucking episode, that shit would have been red for filth. Her lip sync would have been an embarrassment.
Yeah.
But the fact that Cynthia was in the bottom three, and you know that's the kiss of death, because Cynthia could not be a lip sync assassin for some reason. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
Kendall ripped it and it was like, surprise, I'm a Barbie doll. Like,
it was
the titty was hanging out. Messiana, honey.
The titty was funny because I was like, ooh, I would love to see a pop star belting out that final note with
sure.
Right titty.
Was
out.
It on purpose?
No, it was just funny.
So instead of that,
but to be fair, Cynthia was reprising some good and reliables we'd already seen. She was doing the good old helicopter arms. She's kind of reprising.
That.
You love that every time?
I love that. Not every time. She didn't give it to us every time.
I think she did actually.
She did not bring it to us every ball.
I would like the Drag Race historians to look into it because I think she does it in every lip sync she's in.
Okay. Well, I liked it and I gagged. I truly gagged that time. Because honestly, was not gagging for Kendall at tall. I do think Kendall is better TV than Cynthia, but stunts, honey. Stunts were being what? Pulled that evening.
Yeah. I think she did decent. You know, it wasn't... yeah, but you're right. I mean, like, I think that's fair. I just think Cynthia third time, sorry, you gotta go.
I know, and it's unfortunate because she did not deserve to go.
But it was nice. I have to admit, I liked that she... went because even though she did a great job in Snatch Game, I think it was fair because, as you know, the white, thin, beautiful queens have been really protected, and so yes. It was nice to be like, okay, there are consequences.
Right,
good.
We're done with you. Yeah,
yeah.
You can't keep giving us really ugly looks on the runway. You got to deliver.
Exactly. There's consequences.
But you know what? I will say, Cynthia Kiss is one of the most talented drag queens to come from Drag Race, and
I
mean
like
that
her.
In terms of like talent. In terms of comedy, like literally her aesthetic just needs to be refined a bit. I think she needs to like, I think she's going to be unstoppable when she's older, but she's... I think I can't wait to see her on All Stars. Like I can't, like she has to be on All Stars. Like the talent
is
this much. I don't like, well, I think her talent is undeniable.
I agree.
She's literally the best singer that any Drag Race contestant has ever had on the
Okay, show. that might be true. That might easily, be very true.
By leagues, better than anybody.
I agree. I think she's talented. I think she's fun. I think she's funny. She's kooky. She's enjoyable. I like her talking heads. I'm excited to see more of her. She wants Nash Game.
I'm excited to see her in the future. It's a shame that
Here's a controversial thing. I thought her Snatch Game was better than Ella Bidet's.
Absolutely. Well, that's not controversial at all. That's just fact.
I know someone will come for me in the gig.
Who?
The fans.
Okay, well, let them be wrong.
Let them be wrong. We have to go. This has been so long.
Who's going to take the whole thing? Has your opinion changed? Is Pythia still your winner?
Pythia's still my winner.
Okay.
She has a nice little underdog edit.
Yeah. I'm nervous for her. I feel like she's going to lip sync very soon.
Yeah, I think so too.
And I hope that she is a good lip syncer because she's not, she's going to go home. And she's going to give the win to Geometric.
If she leaves, I'm really going to have a hard time continuing to enjoy myself.
Yeah.
I'll do it, but I won't like it.
No, I know.
Bitch, remind us where people can throw coins at you because we've been talking about Drag Race for 8 hours.
Yes, please send me money, please, because I need it. I'm very poor. I don't have a home right
really
now.
I'm poor.
I'm poor. send me money at Venmo at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O.
Yes.
People are asking if Canada's going to be a weekly thing now that UK is going to be over soon.
I don't fucking
or
know.
Or are we going to Italia?
I don't know if we can go to Italia because I also think about Queen of the Universe, if we're going to cover Queen of the Universe.
Oh, you doing that too?
I don't know. We'll put a proper poll up soon.
Yeah.
I don't know what to move to next.
So tell us what y'all think because
what do you
there's
want?
So
what?
Literally choices, like Tatiana said.
Choices. And hey, if you want to throw me a coin, throw me one too at Mono Agapian or Mono Dash Agapian on those little things. We'll talk. We'll throw up a poll probably tomorrow. And hey, if you like Drag Her, please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. We need some love. We've had some, it's fine. People can leave negative reviews if they wish. That's in their heart. But we had one that's titled Reverse Racism, which as you know, if you are still saying that in 2021, never loved you.
Okay, like I have to admit, I was the one who wrote that. Okay.
Okay, we have to go. I love you. Thanks for talking with us.
I love you,
Sue,
bitch.
Thank
you.
For
I love every
in.
Single one of you in the chat. Y'all
You're
are amazing.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, bitches.
That was a HeadGum Original.